In this interview, I sit down with Frederick Hoon. He is the president of a company called Best Canvas. This is TWIP. All right, folks, so I'm here with Frederick Hoon. He is the president of a company called Best Canvas, and they do some obvious things that you would probably, you know, by the name of the company, be able to kind of work out. They make prints and a bunch of other things for photographers. Frederick is here to talk to me about the company and some of the things that they're doing. And then at the end, maybe I can coax him into sharing some directions that the company's moving in. Frederick, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning. Thanks for having me, Frederick.
No, thank
you. It's funny that the same name is on both ends of the world, right? Frederick here, Frederick there.
Yeah, I know. You're in Germany. You are in Cologne, Germany. And, you know, when I research the origins of my name, Frederick, I know that it comes from Germany. So I'm walking around the U.S. with a German name. It's probably spelled incorrectly. My guess is your name is probably spelled correctly.
So. I'm not sure. I think there's millions of different ways to spell it. But a lot in the U.S., it's very famous that it's a C-K at the end. Yes.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. They tell me, well, maybe you could clarify this before we start the interview. They tell me that the name Frederick means the ruler. Is that true?
I heard that before. I mean,
I'm going with
it. I don't have any confirmation for that. And
that's my story. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I am the ruler.
Yes. It's a good story to sell, right?
Why not?
You
know?
Yes.
Well, cool, man. Well, thank you, Frederick, for coming on. I appreciate it. Like I said, you're the president of Best Canvas. You guys make, you know, what I like to call on This Week in Photo, atom-based products for photographers versus pixel and digital-based products. Give me sort of the one sentence elevator pitch for what the company is designed to do and what your mission statement is.
I mean, years ago, it was in the early 2000s, the two brothers, the two Milbauer brothers, they had this idea and said, there's millions of people out there that have pictures of personal stuff, of their dogs, of the family, of a soccer stadium or something like this. And it's really hard to blow them up and to put them on the wall if you have them just on your cell phone or on a stick or something like this. So that's why they said, okay, we have to find a way so that people can really customize their pictures and their can really customize the walls in their houses.
Yep.
And that's when Canvas Discount and Best Canvas in general stepped into the game. And we always strive for pride customer. No, we strive to provide our customers like high quality prints, high standard, and for always the cheapest price in the market.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, we would love to have millions of happy customers.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And that's what I wanted to dive into. It's the, you know, it seems like quality, obviously, that used to be the number one thing, because there was the whole discussion around, well, you know what, I can just go buy a printer and print things myself. And now it seems like the pendulum is swinging back in the other direction of, you know, I don't want to buy ink, and I want to calibrate the printer. I don't want to, you know, I only print maybe once a couple of weeks, and now the ink is dry, and it doesn't. So it makes more sense fiscally to use a service like yours. Are you guys seeing that same thing, where people are sort of moving away from hardware-based printers and doing things more through the internet?
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally agree to this. There's plenty of people out there that tried to enter this little market.
Mm-hmm.
I say they tried because a lot of people already disappeared off the market again.
Yeah.
It's not all about just buying a printer and start printing in your garage. To enter the market with a very nice product, with a high quality product, and at the same time to be able to offer a very, very competitive pricing is a huge challenge. And state of the art in terms of printing, that means you have to handle a lot of technology at the same time. You have to think about a lot of different details, so that at the end, the big picture means a high quality print, all different types of prints, and that you can build this whole picture is a really hard thing.
Yeah.
And that's not something you can accomplish within, let's say, a few weeks or even a few years. That took us quite some time to reach this point where we're at right now.
Yeah, no, I can imagine there's a lot of infrastructure that would go into that. And you know, I can't imagine. It seems like it's a moving target in a lot of ways to satisfy an ever evolving sort of marketplace. I mean, there's always new cameras, there's always new photographic techniques, new needs. There's always, yeah, you know, new different resolutions. People are moving to mobile phone cameras now, and those cameras are doing a lot of stuff. Who would you say is the target customer that you, as the president, focus on? Is it the consumer, or is it pro or an advanced level photographers? What do you think there?
I mean, at the end, I don't want to say this or this segment is not a segment for us. At the end, we're trying to serve pretty much everybody out there. In the first place, obviously, it's a customer. It's a B2C customer. B2C market. We have a lot of private consumers out there. They're ordering from all different types of websites all over the world from us, and that's all personal items what they would like to have printed. But at the same time, we have hundreds and thousands of professional photographers or companies. They approach us. They contact us. They visit our websites. They upload their images. It's probably like interior designers. Their job is it to come up with like a completely new design for a new shopping mall, for example. They get in contact with us and they ask us, okay, can you guys create like huge canvases, for example? Yeah. Or do you have like little lifestyle accessories like cushions or some mugs or something like this so that they can really pimp up their stores?
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing that I found interesting about the canvasdiscount.com and Best Canvas and the companies that you guys run. It's the breadth of the market that you're addressing. So like you said, it's everyone. Like you have mugs and pillows in the display behind you. So everything from that level of consumer product all the way to professional gallery type installations on the far side. Now, a lot of photographers that are watching this, Frederick, are going to say, okay, well, that's great, but how long does it take? You know, I want to order a print now, and I live in the US and I want to get it, you know, relatively quickly, because this is the zero attention span sort of economy. What are we looking at from the time that they upload their digital file to your systems to, you know, getting it in the mail? Obviously, they can, you know, pay more for faster shipping, but what's the general turnaround time?
It's a very easy, very, very easy to answer question. And I would like to answer this quick, because we produce everything extremely quick. So this is one of our main things. Next to pricing and quality, it's turnaround time. Mm-hmm. Turnaround time is absolutely crucial for us. And we have set up state-of-the-art facility in Miami. You place an order, you upload everything on our website. The entire process is streamlined. Everything is automated. It, within like minutes after you uploaded your image, we import everything into our printing software, and within 24 hours we produce everything.
Wow.
Ready
wow.
to ship.
Okay.
24 hours, this is always our main goal. To push everything out the door immediately, first in, first out, and then after this, if it's a domestic order within the United States of America, it takes up to 5 business days. Between 1 and 5 business days until it arrives at your house.
Oh.
It's super fast.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, and because people want it fast like that, especially like we said in the beginning there, if you're positioning the company to compete, I would say, obviously I'm not in your marketing department, but I would say that part of your main competitor are the people that are buying printers from, you know, Amazon or whatever, buying the physical printers and doing it themselves. So the turnaround time from pressing print and getting a print off the printer versus the 5 days, I think that is the time that you're competing against. But what I think a lot of people don't factor in is the care and upkeep and the price of the ink and the paper and all that stuff, you know. And if with a little bit of planning, 5 days is not really that much, you know. And I think also, if you
get those 5 days, there's pretty much nothing we can do against this, because the United States, that's just transit time.
Yeah.
So the print leaves after 24 hours. After this, we hand it over to one of our shipping carriers, and then it's literally up to them. And unfortunately, the United States is a huge country, and we have to get, let's say, from Miami all the way up to Seattle. It's a long distance.
Even
here, we're trying to select shipping services which are the most efficient ones and most economical ones, so that even after those 24-hour production time, it's still a super speedy process until you get your print.
That's great. No, Frederick, do you guys have, so you bring up a good point. So do you have a main facility that's located in the U.S. that all the printing happens from? And or a better way to position the question, you know, that's not so U.S. centric would be, all you guys ship globally, right? You're shipping all over the world. Do you have local printing installations all over the planet that, you know, if I order one from Sacramento, California, my pixels go to one destination versus if I'm in, you know, say Cologne, Germany, they go to a different location? How does that logistical piece work?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we ship worldwide, and we have worldwide more than 50 different websites. So we pretty much cover every single country Europe-wide. We cover the United States, the north portion. We cover Canada, and we're about to enter all portions of South America. Wow. Right now, everything, the northern portion of the United States is going to be covered by a facility located in Florida. And then we have another very huge, that's pretty much our headquarter. It's located in Cologne, Germany, mm-hmm. Where I'm sitting right now, currently. And then we have two other locations. One is in Latvia, mm-hmm. in the northeast of Europe, mm-hmm. and another one in Asia. So that way we have like four points on the map where we can pretty much control the world.
That's fantastic. And congratulations on all this stuff. This is why I'm excited to be working with you guys, because you seem very innovative in your thinking in terms of the different products that you're putting out and the logistic and distribution method that you guys have in place. You're like truly a 2018 and beyond kind of company. So it's really interesting. And you pull all the strings from right there in Cologne, right?
Yes, exactly. Right now, currently I'm located in Cologne, but I'm going back and forth between Cologne and Miami. In Miami, we have a young and extremely motivated team. And I don't have any headaches leaving the country, going back to Cologne, working here remotely. Obviously, I'm also very involved into our workflows in the Cologne facility. And we're always trying to, because our main know-how is located here in Germany. That's where we founded the first, or where we did the first footprint.
Yeah.
And that's why we have a little more knowledge over here. So we source in Germany. We start thinking about what is the best and most efficient way to produce this or this new product, or what are the new products the market is asking for. And then later on, we pretty much copy and paste a lot of stuff from the European market to the American market. Obviously, we take into consideration, okay, what are the needs of the US market? Yeah. What are US customers asking for, so that we can adapt perfectly to this US market? And that's the main mission, is also, and the vision, to offer the same standard of all different types of products worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even that we have probably a totally different scenario or setup, what we find in the United States than in Europe, but we're trying to keep it as similar as possible, because we're one company. and we stand for this one thing: for high quality, low price, and fast turnaround.
Yeah, that's the trifecta of what consumers want. There's a couple of more questions here. The second to the last question would be around market trends. From your perspective, I'm always curious when I talk to people, like people that are in the industry creating products and services for photographers, what are you seeing in terms of trends, you know, year over year? For example, are you seeing people buying, you know, back in 2016, they were, you know, it was all about the 8x10 print, and now it's 16x20 and beyond, or now people are ordering mugs more than ever before. Do you see any trends like that in the market space?
Yes, for sure. In the past, I mean, the market was right at the beginning of the evolution stage.
Yep.
Yes, so not a lot of people knew about personalized wall decor, about personalized accessories. Lifestyle has changed throughout the years. In the past, we sold a lot of small canvas prints, mm-hmm. because that was pretty much the door opener for us and also for some of our competitors to enter this market. And then little by little, year by year, there was a variety of different products which pretty much like attacked the entire market. Mm-hmm. And it's like almost on a daily basis, there's new products that pop up, and there's we moved from small canvases to huge canvases like gallery prints. Then we move to the entire sublimation market, talking about mugs and cell phone covers and pillowcases. Now a new thing is blankets.
Oh,
and
wow.
and probably also some towels. So there's a lot of new stuff going on. And yes, obviously you can't jump on every single trend. At some point, you have to focus on your core business. But we're always like trying to have a good vibe, mm-hmm. of what is the new trend.
Yeah.
And yes, in the second you identify one of those trends, then again, it's all about speed. You have to be fast to implement this product, to implement this so that you can sell it at a high quality.
Yeah.
It doesn't help just to sell something for extremely poor quality. That's not what people are looking for. We all know this. So that's why we have to be extremely careful with when we get to the point, what is the next product what we would like to offer?
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. Okay, let's, you know, I want to, the last question, I generally ask this question to companies that I interview, and it's, And I obviously know that you can't reveal anything secret, but you know, what's coming up next? You know, what can consumers look to in terms of the trends that you're keeping an eye on, or new products that may be coming out that they can look forward to ordering?
I mean, yes, you already mentioned this. I mean, obviously, I can't tell you our biggest secrets.
Yeah. Yes. Sure, even you can, Frederick. Come on.
Yeah. I know. Even if I would love to, but I think I should not at this point. But I think it's also important for people out there to stay excited. To stay excited about the personalized wall decor or the entire personalized art.
Yeah.
Segment, and there's always something coming out. And I can promise you one thing: we will not stop coming out with new products. So there's also always a lot of stuff in the pipeline. Just today, we discussed like four different types of new machines to implement those to our new production process. And I can tell you there's some cool stuff waiting for you guys out there.
That's cool. Awesome. Well, where can, if people want to go order prints or learn more about the business and look at the product line, what's the best place for them to go check it out at?
I mean, visit our website, canvasdiscount.com. We have different US shops. You can also go to bestcanvas.com, or you can visit all of our Facebook accounts, Facebook, canvasdiscount.com, Pinterest, Google Plus. So you name it, we have it. I mean, we're all living in the same world. We're very, very familiar with yeah.
Yeah, there's
all different types of channels.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I mean, I noticed that as well. That's one of the
social
like I was saying,
is dominating.
That was one of the reasons why I love talking to you guys, because you guys are ubiquitous. You're like you said, you're on Pinterest, you're on Facebook, obviously on the web. You guys are hitting it on all cylinders to make sure that, you know, if consumers want to reach you, they can probably reach you, right? So
yes, I'm sure they will.
Well, cool. Frederick, thank you so much for taking the time today. It's been perfect. This is a great interview. So you are the president of bestcanvas.com, but there's a bunch of URLs that people can use to get basically to the same location. One of them is canvasdiscount.com. So they yes. can hit that and then go and order their prints. So congratulations and thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for giving me the platform to talk about our business. It was an absolute pleasure.
All right,
really enjoyed it.
Yeah, likewise. And you have a good evening there in Germany?
Evening, and you enjoy your rest of the day. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, will do. Take care, Frederick.
Thank you. Later, bye.
This is Twitch.